We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Simen Tzadik Vav and Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Sevav. Mi Shemachal Espal Arvus V'Matzah Shabbos. Somebody who davens Meir V'Leir V'Matzah Shabbos. O Shemam Shech Sudas V'Leilo, who takes Shalashudas into the night, extends Shalashudas into the night. Mutalema Afil Yisrael Shekfar Espalal, he could ask somebody else who already davened Meir V'Vivdav Tefillin already made Havdalah, Shiasle Malacha, to do malach on his behalf. And you could benefit from that work that that person did for you, even though for you it's still Shabbos. Even though this individual is still going to keep Shal Shudas and say Ritzei by Berch Samazin. The Paiskim, however, do differentiate. If the person is extending Shabbos Shal Shudas just to extend it, but he recognizes that it's past the Zman for Matzoi Shabbos, he could ask somebody else to do Malach on his behalf. But if he's not doing Malach yet, for example, he keeps the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, and it isn't yet the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, and he believes that Alpi Halacha, you have to wait for Rabbeinu Tam, so Zman for Matzoi Shabbos, then he shouldn't ask somebody to do Malach. He shouldn't ask somebody to do Malach on his behalf. Furthermore, if somebody's in the middle of Shalosh Shudas and it's already past his man, and he himself, for whatever reason, wants to do Malachim, of course he has to say Baruch HaMavda Ben Kodesh L'chol. It's also interesting to point out that in our previous year, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said that when you say Baruch HaMavda Ben Kodesh L'chol, you have to say the whole long Nisuch. The Mishnah Berurah says it's enough just to say Baruch HaMavda Ben Kodesh L'chol. So he said Baruch HaMavda, but he hasn't said Baruch HaMavda for Shalosh Shudas. When he says Berchus Hamazon for Shalosh Shudas, it's better that he should not say Ritzei anymore once he's already done Malacha. Sivzayin Kishamazik Kaisel Havdalah, when you've poured a cup for Havdalah, Yimala Kodaisov, he should fill it all the way up, Achi Yishbach Tsas Mimenu, until some of it overflows. Vizelasim and Bracha. And all the halachas that apply to Kaisel Bracha apply to this Kos as well. And the reason we want the cup to overflow, the Rama says, Shaka bayis, shalai nishbach yayin kamayim, any home where wine is not spilled like water, anybody simon bracha. The Taz says that it's a good thing to begin the week that way, where you're overfilling the cup, and of course you're not upset that it spills, you did it deliberately, that it should become the way we live the entire week, that if somebody spills in the house, it's not something to get upset about. You look at it like it's a good simon. You put the kais in your right hand, the b'sum in your left hand, until you said the bar priagofen. Then you put the cup of wine in your left hand, you put the b'sum in your right hand, then you make a bar mina b'samim, bar mina reish. V'akach shun noitel as kais b'yiminoi. Then again, take the cup into your right hand. Umavarach berch samaz b'avdol. Lach agmar. After you finished saying havdola, yoshiv v'shoysev kalakais kuloi. You should drink the entire cup. Ba'atzmai yourself. Don't share any of that cup wine with anybody else. It's showing your chavivis a mitzvah. It's showing how it's much you love this mitzvah and you're drinking it all by yourself. If, however, the person who makes Havdalah can't, for whatever reason, drink a revius, then he can ask somebody to finish drinking the kais. V'mach shenisha b'kais, and the little amount of wine that's left in the kais, shoivchai, pour it up, u'mechababas aner, and use it to extinguish the fire of the Havdalah, v'rechitz by einav l'chiv mitzvah, and wash your eyes out. Dip your fingers into the wine, and put it on your eye, and as you put it on your eye, you say, mitzvah Hashem bar minas anayim, and some people put some of the wine on the forehead, they put it also into the packets, and as they do this, they say, simen tov v'mazel tov, yelonu l'chol Yisrael. And then, they smell from the extinguished Havdalah, And all of this is brings with it tremendous bracha for the week. The minig is that women don't drink from the cup of the wine from Avdalah, unless, as we discussed also in our previous year, there's a situation where the women are making their own Havdalah, then they could drink from the Havdalah wine. Sif ches, yesh lit lo techa psam tzas musk, you should put some musk, psamim, in between them, in the besamim. Lefish olam avarchim kulam abarim mina besamim. This is certainly the type of besam that you make the barim mina besamim. And everybody agrees that the proper bracha during the Havdalah is barim mina besamim. Hadas, you should also take from hadas that were used by the dalminim. However, since it was once used for a mitzvah, lava by nami mitzvah, it should be used again for a mitzvah. And when you're using the hadasim, you should use the hadasim. You should keep them the way that they grow upwards. Sif tes haner, the candle mitzvah shem mishava, it should be made out of wax. Neiris klum yachad, when from different candles that are braided together, shuvuka, that's a torch. There's a lot of discussion about using electricity for Havdalah. The halach is that a flashlight with an old-fashioned type of bulb, not an LED type of bulb or a fluorescent type of bulb, but an incandescent bulb is considered acceptable for Havdalah. In fact, the Machz Avraham and Reb Chaim Oizer went out of their way sometimes to use that for Havdalah to show and prove that electricity is considered fire. But l'chatchila, one should use an old-fashioned Havdalah. V'im Eloi, if you don't have a Havdalah, yivarach ha-shnei neiris acherim, you should take two other candles. Shiyech v'ru yachad v'shalhevis, that the flame should be made out of two candles. Shtei avukat, that it should be a torch. U'minayigim shlach bar merayish, after bar merayish is made, mistak matzamanayim, we look at the fingernails. V'yesh lirois b'tzerponei yadmin, to look at the fingernails of the right hand. The reason we look at the fingernails is because just like the fingernails constantly are growing, our bracha for the coming week is that we should grow in Ruchnius and Gashmius this week. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says we only look at the fingernails of the right hand, but many have the minhag to look at both hands. Yesh lokov arba etzbayos al gudol tachaf yad. You should bend the four fingers over the thumb into the palm of the hand. And therefore you're looking at your fingernails and at the palm at the same time. Then open up the fingers. Then look at the fingernails from the other direction. Suma doesn't make a bracha on the candle. And somebody who doesn't have a sense of smell, shouldn't make a bracha on the psalmim. Not only should he not make a bracha on the psalmim, but he shouldn't even answer amen during the Havdalah on that bracha, because it will be a hefsik. Sifir Aleph, Imlach Shabir Chal Yayin, after you made the bari pri hagofen, vaychas as a psalmim, you're holding the psalmim, niskavim levarchalim, because the next bracha is always on the psalmim after the wine. A good way of remembering the proper order is to look at your face and work upwards. First, you make a bracha bari pri hagofen, which you drink with your mouth. Then you make a bari mina psalm, which you smell with your nose. And then you make a bari mereish, which you look at with your eyes. If he made a mistake and tov l'shon avar bari bari mereish, instead of saying bari mina psalm, he said bari mereish. V'toch kadei dibur, but immediately he recognized the same oid and he said bari mina psalm. Immediately corrected himself and said bari mina psalm. Also, lay a bracha al psalmim. The bracha on the psalmim is fine. And then, mevarcha kach al ner. And then you'll make a bari ma'ireish. Avam niskavim b'chasei al ner. If it was your intention to make a bari ma'ireish, also lay al ner. So that's the bracha you should have made. Mevarcha kach al psalmim. And then afterwards, you'll make a bari mina psalmim. If you had intention to say bari mina psalmim and you said bari ma'ireish, and it's already after Kedei Dibur, so leave it that way, and smell the psalmim, and then afterwards make a Bari Mera'esh And after look at the candles, may keep it that way. Then afterwards, make a bar mitzvah b'samim. Sif yudbeis mitzvahs laharbus ksas neiros b'matzah Shabbos. On matzah Shabbos, it's good to have candles lit in the home. V'loyim hazmiris lelavois es a Shabbos b'tziyos that are covered, and to say the zmiris which are escorting Shabbos from our home in a respectful manner. Kedelach shemalavin es hamelach b'tziyos mineir, just like we escort the king as he leaves the city. Umaskirin Eliyahu Hanavi, we mention Eliyahu Hanavi on Matzah Shabbos. Umispalim, and we daven she yavoi vispaslo na gula. He shall immediately soon come and tell us that the Mashiach is here. Lefishen Eliyahu Bob Erev Shabbos. Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. Shloil vatsi sram eskit tzarchi Shabbos, not to disturb us from preparing from Shabbos. Vegam b'Shabbos emes palim she yavoi on Shabbos, also not. Kiven the Mesapkalon, as we discussed earlier in our Shiurim, that maybe Yesh Tchumim Lamal Me'asara, that maybe the Tchumim above 10 Tfachim, and therefore Ve'ena Yochalav B'Shabbos, he can't arrive in Shabbos. But Cain, and therefore Lach Shavah Shabbos, after Shabbos has passed, then now Yochalav, he can now come, on a Mespalim Shiyova V'Yvassal on the Toif. We daven that Eliyahu should now come with the great news of the being of the Gula Sheima. What is the Medrash? The Medrash also tells us the Chol Matzah Shabbos, every Matzah Shabbos, Eliyahu nechnas Gan Eden, Eliyahu enters the Gan Eden, v'yoshev tachas Eitz HaChaim, and he sits under the Eitz HaChaim, v'kosev zechuson she Yisrael m'shamres Shabbos, and he speaks about all the zechusim, all the great things about Klai Yisrael who are careful to keep Shabbos. V'lkein maskinah yisrael toivo, that's why it's appropriate to mention Eliyahu or a Matzah Shabbos. The minig is to that if we mention Eliyahu Hanavi, the brach will be that we'll have Hatzlocha or a week. And not only Eliyahu Hanavi, the minig is to speak about all types of tzaddikim on Matzah Shabbos, and also say the Rabbanu Shloilam, which is quoted in the Yerushalmi Masech the Brachos, the tefillah begins Rabbanu Shloilam Hachalenu Shesh Shemei Amasim. Sif Yudbei Yud Gimel Misha Efsher, whoever can Kaim Sudas Malav Malka Vas should eat bread from Malav Malka Taf Shalcham and warm something warm Bisada Shalchanoi Yofa and he should prepare his table Lechvoit Havoyos Hashabbos to escort Shabbos Misha Efsher Lo Lachal Pas if somebody has difficulty eating bread Yochel Chal Pachs Mina Mezoinus he should eat some Mezoinus or Peiris. The mitzvah of eating Mav Malka is a very important mitzvah, and it helps the person both in this world and in the next world. It's a skula for a person who needs a refuah. It's a skula for panosa. It's a skula for easy labor for a woman who's pregnant. It's a skula to have healthy children. It's a skula to get up for Tchias Hamesim. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotesom Bei says, Chamin B'Matzah Shabbos Malukma. Eating hot food on Matzah Shabbos is a refuah, and that's why you try to eat something hot by Malka. If possible, you should cook something special on Matzah Shabbos for Malka, but most places can say just warming something up is fine. The table should remain set, like it's set on Shabbos till after Malav Malka, and one should continue wearing his Shabbos clothing until after Malav Malka. Sif Yudal Mishev Del Kfar, if somebody already made Havdalah, Yochel Avdu V'Shvil Bonav Shigil L'Chinuch, he can make Havdalah on behalf of his sons, Leitzion Yidei Chavoson, to help them fulfill their mitzvah Havdalah. When Mekoshke V'Shvil Godlin, certainly you could make Havdalah for another person, another Godl who hasn't heard Havdalah. It's certainly better that people should make their own Havdalah, but if it's not possible, then make Havdalah on behalf of someone else. But if you're making Havdalah for others, if you're making Bar Minim B'Samim, you have to smell them. The Brichs Bar Minim B'Samim B'Havdalah Niskla B'Shul HaNos Adam, the whole bracha is only for benefit. And therefore, it's all possible, even if you're making bracha, even if you're making havdalah for someone else, they should make their own bari mina b'samim, and they should make their own bari mina b'samim. V'shvil nashim l'chud, ein l'ha'avarach, mish evdol b'kfar. For women, one should preferably not make avdolah just for them, if you already heard or made avdolah. Mishum d'yesh amr, as we learned previously, women may be potter from avdolah. But if, and therefore it would be better under these circumstances that the woman should make their own avdolah. But if there's a situation where the woman doesn't want to make her own havdalah, then you can make havdalah on their behalf. Sifta zav shachach oinenes ohizid v'lahivda matzah shabbos. If for whatever reason you did not make havdalah matzah shabbos, yochel havdal atzer if yom shlishi, you can make havdalah until Tuesday evening. But if you're not making havdalah matzah shabbos, leivarach le'psam v'la'iner, we don't make a bar ma'ireish, we don't make a bar mina psamim, rak birchas bar priagofen a birchas amavdal. But after Tuesday, any yochel avdolay, you can't make avdol anymore. Kishloishi yom arishanim shalashvua, the first 3 days of the week, nekroim yom shalacha Shabbos, they're still connected to the previous Shabbos. V'heirem b'chlal matzah Shabbos, they're considered an extension of the matzah Shabbos. Avshloishi yom achroinim, the last 3 weekdays, Nikram Yom Shlofnei Shabbos Abba, they're already connected to next week's Shabbos. Ve'elam Inyal Shabbos Avra, they're not connected to the previous Shabbos. If somebody did not make Havdalah Matzah Yontif, there are those that say, if you didn't make a Matzah Yontif, you can't make it up. There's some that say, you can make it up, but you certainly don't have more than one day. If somebody did not make Havdalah, that we're learning he can make Havdalah until Tuesday evening, still, the halacha certainly is that he should make the Havdalah earlier than later. As soon as he realizes and is able to make Havdalah, that's when he should make Havdalah, not delay till Tuesday to make the Havdalah.